If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that's Instagrammable, Jay, and with me is the guy that invented the wall slam, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
Pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty, pretty good. And what anime did we watch this week, Aaron?
We watched the Mind Games classic, Kaguya-sama, Love is War.
I would have said the Misunderstanding classic.
The Misunderstanding classic. Oh, it's so good.
So, do you have the synopsis ready, Aaron?
I do. And this comes from our friends at Wikipedia. In senior high of Shuchin Academy, the student council president, Miyuki Shiragane, and vice president, Kaguya Shinomiya, appear to be a perfect couple. Kaguya, the daughter of a wealthy conglomerate family, and Miyuki is a top student of the school and is well known across the prefecture. Although they like each other, they are too proud to confess their love, as they believe whoever does so would lose. The story follows their many schemes to make the other one confess.
Yep, that's pretty much it. I don't know where I was going with that. Are you ready for the facts, Aaron?
Yeah.
All right. So, Kaguya-sama, Love is War, is a romantic comedy anime released in 2019. There are 24 episodes so far. This is based on the manga written by... I kind of hyped up the name of the author, but to Aaron earlier. Her name is Aka Akasaka.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good name.
Yeah. And she has also written... or I'm not sure if it's she's a girl or a guy. But they've also written IB Instant Bullet and another manga called Oshi no Ko. And this was directed by Shinichi Omada. Does that name sound familiar, Aaron?
It does, but I do not know.
So they've done two anime. He's done two anime that we've covered already. Sankureya. He's also directed Rosen Maiden. But the other one that we both really love is Showa Gonkeku Rakugo Shinju.
Really?
Yes.
This guy has some range. That is great.
So yeah, Sankureya, go check out that one. And definitely check out Showa Genroku Rakugo Shinju. That's one of the top anime we've ever reviewed on this anime on this podcast.
Yo, you know what? That is true. I think that might be the... I don't want to say the best anime we've ever covered. It might be the best anime we've ever covered, actually. It's really up there.
Yeah, it's up there.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head that would, like... I know I have anime that I love more than it.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think it might be the best anime we ever covered.
The studio is A1 Pictures, and they've done a couple anime that we've done, Fairy Tail and Sword Art Online. And they've also did an anime that you talked about a few times to me, The Idol Master.
Ooh, there you go. And I think they did Darling in the Franxx as
yes,
well?
They have.
Yeah, with Trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, A1 has a really bad, which is weird. A1 has a really bad rap when it comes to them. Comes to their studio.
Oh.
I don't know why. I mean, they're only known to do like weird school life anime.
Uh-huh.
And I guess people just hate on them because of Sword Art and stuff, but really good. I mean, guess. This is really good anime.
Sword Art's good for I like Sword Art.
Yeah.
So. Whatever. Alright, so this was licensed by Aniplex of America. The music is done by Haneoka, and he's done Neguma. He's done the movie for the anime Air.
Real quick, is it Neguma with the exclamation point or Neguma with the question mark exclamation point?
Both of them.
Oh, okay, there you go. That's a good one. Jay, big difference between the two. There actually is a really big difference between the two, and I really, when we cover it, we'll eventually cover it. It's pretty interesting.
You know, actually... Now that you brought it up, I think he might only... might have only done the question mark one.
Yeah, the question mark one is actually my favorite of the two, even though the exclamation point one is the quote-unquote canon series.
Yeah.
Because the question mark is like an alternate series that's like way different powers that are pretty cool. And like, it's really cool because it's like the same characters in a different universe, which is pretty cool. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. And so Air, he's done Negima, the Air movie, the movie for the anime Air, and Himawari.
That sounds familiar.
Himawari is like a ninja anime, like a girl that wants to be a ninja.
That's cool.
Konichi? Or,
yeah.
All right, that's a ninja, right? Konichi?
Konichi, Konichi, something like that, yeah.
All right, so the opening song for the first season is called Love Dramatic, and it's sung by Masayuki Suzuki, Rika Ihara, and Yoshika Mizuno, which I'm assuming is the cast. And I'm not 100% sure on that. The ending song is called Sentimental Crisis, and it's done by Halka. And Halka's done songs for the anime Beatless and Wotokoi. Love is Hard for an Otaku.
Yeah.
And there's a special ending called Chikato Chika Chika by Chika Fujiwara. And that's a character song.
But the second,
yeah. So they credited the character instead of the person that actually sang it.
Yeah, and that's Konami Kohara is their VA.
The voice actor's name?
Yeah.
And the second opening is called Daddy Daddy Do by Masazuki Suzuki and Ari Suzuki. And the second ending is called Kaze ni Fukureta by Hakura Fukihara. And as for cross media, there's a live action series, or no, live action movie. I don't know. Is it out already?
I think it is, yeah.
And there's an OVA coming up, and a third season also coming up. I don't know when, but the OVA is sometime next year. And you wanted me to mention the original name for the manga or the anime?
The manga, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, so it's Kaguya Wants to Be Confessed to, The Genius War of Hearts and Mind.
I think I like that name better than actually Kaguya-sama Love is War. I just think it's a really cool name. It's a little
maybe
long.
It's a little long, but yeah.
But
it's, other than that, it's fine.
Yeah. So what'd you think of the music, Aaron, Jay?
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention. The music. The music is pretty good in this anime. It's a whole different, like a whole bunch of different genres.
Yeah, so there's like nice classical, like waltzy type music.
Huh.
I really love like the 80s inspired tracks in this anime.
Yeah, there's a few of them in there. You mentioned before we started the podcast, there's like a rendition of Vogue by Vogue. Madonna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they even say Strike a Pose in that song too.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny.
And there's I think it's the Dead or Alive song, You Spin Me Around.
I think it's something else. It's really close.
You think it's something else?
I think it's something else. If anyone knows what other song it is.
Let us know in the comments if you know what we're talking about. Let us know in the comments what song do you think that is.
I know. Cause it's really close. It's really close to You Spin Me Right Round. Oh, You Spin Me Around. And it's going to take a long time for, like, oh, iconic 80s songs. It's going to take a long time to get to what it actually is. Or what I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so annoying because I have it. It's almost exactly the same, just like it's off by like a beat, which is pretty funny. There's a lot of good parody music in here too, like they do parody like the Mario Kart and Mario music.
Yes, I was thinking about that music. I was like, what video game was it that they were playing, and the music for it was like spot on.
Yeah, it was like it would just go off pitch every so often.
Yeah, it was like super super almost the same.
Yeah, and then there was also the go, the 3-2-1 go. Like, it was like the same beeps and everything too.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the openings and endings, Jay?
The openings and endings? I like, for the most part, I like all of them. The endings are a little
generic.
Leave me wanting a bit.
Yeah.
The opening songs are fine.
So this is weird. So I like the first opening better than the first one.
Than the second one.
But the only reason why I don't like the second one, I like the second one's song a lot. Uh-huh. I don't like the opening. The visuals of the opening are like really boring in it.
The arrow.
Yeah, it's very
going through all the people.
Yeah, it's very average. Like, nothing's like really happening as compared mm-hmm. to the first opening, which is like almost like a James Bond-esque opening.
Yeah. And that's very cool opening. Yeah,
it's very, very cool. And like the song, even with it, reminds me of like I said, like a 70s Bond film.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they just
especially with all the weapons that they're using.
Yeah, it's so cool. Really, really fun. And then like there's like the really cool effects of in that opening as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very retro. And the song too. The song, like I said, the song is also very
retro. The song is good.
All right, Jay. Anything in general you want to bring up?
I don't know. This anime is very funny. I had a great time with it.
Yeah, it's you know, I actually, the one problem I had with this anime was the second season, the start of the uh-huh. second season. I had no idea what it wanted to be, in a weird way. Uh-huh. Like, it was really more cartoony than the first season, the first episode. It ends up calming down, like, in the second episode. But the first episode, huh. like, with Hisaka, like, jumping around the building and, like, doing all this impossible stuff that we never really see her do again. Uh-huh. And, like, doing it in, like, a really, like, cartoony fashion. Like, some of the mm-hmm. stuff she does is, like, really, really cartoony. Like, how she's, like, jumping out of windows and, like, wall jumping and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it made it seem, like, really, really weird and almost, like, out of tone for the anime up until that point.
Yeah. It sticks out for sure.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, if the rest of the season is like this, I don't know if I'm going to like it or not. But I think it like corrects its course and gets back to where.
Yeah, it definitely gets grounded as it progresses.
I do like the same thing where in all comedy anime, it comes to the point. It's like, okay, do we keep on doing what like the bread and butter, or do we start doing something different? In which they do start doing uh-huh. stuff different. Like the first season, obviously, it's. Really focused in on Kaguya and Miyuki.
Mm-hmm.
Battling it out. With a little bit of characters sprinkled into it. The second season yeah. explores more of the background character. Not background characters, but just more of the characters and how they interact with each other. Yeah. Which is pretty mm-hmm. fun.
Yeah, it's more... I feel like the... The first season is more of a one-on-one with Miyuki and or Shirogane and Kaguya,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like the second season is more of like a situational kind of comedy thing.
Right. It's more of like everybody, like the whole. They start utilizing the whole thing. Whole class more, or the more student council more. And which is cool, they start diving into more characters like I would like want to have interest in, like Kay, like Shirogane's sister.
Yeah.
Miyuki's sister, like, I really want to know more of her. She's, like, really cute.
Yeah, she's super cute.
And then, same thing with, like, Chika's little sister, who's, like, really sadistic. Like, we get to see her for a little bit. And then we also see, like, Miyuki's dad, which is also really cool.
Yeah.
He's like a really cool character.
He's like credited. His character name is Papa, right?
Papa Shirogane. Yeah, which is pretty cool. Anything else, gentlemen, you want to talk about, Jay?
If I think of anything, I'll bring it up, but I'm good for now.
Oh, you know what's one thing I really, really liked in this anime was the reference, like, there's a lot of references back to the first season that they don't even, like, bring up.
Uh-huh.
And one of my favorite ones was in the episode where they're doing the questions, like the psychological questions. And it's like one of the questions was that Chika asked was like, "Oh, you look into a cage and there's like puppies. How many puppies are in the cage or whatever?" Uh-huh. And Miyuki says 9. There's 9 puppies in the cage. And he's like, "Oh, that's how many kids you want." Later, when they're playing Chika's version of life, Chika ends up with 9 kids at the end of it with Miyuki. And I thought that was really, like, really, really funny that they brought that back.
What the heck? I didn't even notice.
Yeah, it was like...
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was really... Because, like, it's a really weird... They're both really weird...
Callbacks.
Like, callbacks, yeah. And it's not even, like... It's like the real fast too, because it's like, oh, you want 9 kids, and that's the one they never mentioned again until later with the game of life. He has 9 kids at the end before they get divorced.
That was a great episode, that game of life.
Yeah, with Kaguya, like her success, like did it make her happy in the end? As like Chika's just having kids. With Miyuki or Shigane.
Yeah. She finally gets that marriage card so that she could marry
Miyuki.
Shigane.
Yeah.
And then but she had
the distrust of men card.
Distrust of men at the beginning of the game.
Oh, it's so good. see, what else do we got
You know, now that you mentioned like references, I really enjoyed the real life references. I mean, there's Instagram, there's other things,
Twitter, like actual, like it's not Twitter or like Instagram. It's,
yeah, they like name drop.
Line as well is a big one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, how do you feel about the weird Peanuts reference?
Oh my god, I loved it.
It was so random.
It was so cool though.
And then I also shared with you, it's an anime we haven't covered, but like there's a Monotagari reference in there.
Yes.
And it's like a cinematic homage, which is pretty cool. And there's probably lot
there was more. There was other anime references as well. I forget which ones though.
Yeah,
I'm sure that shoujo manga was probably a reference to something.
Right. I really like how this anime uses light. And I guess we'll talk about more that in cinematography.
Yeah,
but art style. There's a really cool ways that they use light to convey emotion in the anime.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And we'll touch into that in a little bit.
You know what else I like? Well, it's funny. It's like when I'm watching, like, this is a modern anime, so it takes place in, like, modern times. It's really funny to see a Nintendo Switch in an anime.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something else that I saw, and I was like, oh my god, what the heck? It's like the first thing. It was something that I've never seen in an anime. I forget what it was.
Well, the one that tripped me out was, like, they were buying, like, Galaxy phones. That was weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Samsung Galaxy phones? Yeah.
Yeah. God, I hope they got paid for that.
But yeah, seeing a Nintendo Switch was pretty cool.
Yo,
there was another one.
Is smile detection an actual thing? I don't know if it's an actual smile detection. Like, Kaguya's phone had smile detection. I don't know if that's an actual thing.
I think it is.
That's pretty cool if it is.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's definitely face detection, so.
Right.
I'm sure there's some sort of smile detection.
All right, James.
All right, Aaron.
Art and cinematography. Art. Yeah, art.
Characters look great. I like the way that they look. They're maybe like not too inspired, but they're definitely pretty looking.
Yeah, they're definitely. They don't look plain, I guess, is the. Like, you can never confuse characters for other characters in this anime.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And which we have in some anime, it's really hard to tell the difference between some characters from some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, the only thing that you could have is, like, different hair color or
something. Right. I actually really like the different. The different character switch ups. So, like, when Miyuki stops being the president, he's like starts getting sleep, so it's like his eyes are softer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he becomes like more approachable, and I like that's like a theme of an episode is like he looks more approachable now, so more people go talk to him.
Yeah, and he was a popular guy to begin with, so everybody since he's more approachable, people started talking to him more.
Yeah, and then. There's a lot of great. I can't wait to talk about favorite moments because they're great. Like that episode's really funny with Kaguya talking to the I don't know her name, but it's the other girl.
Fujiwara? Or?
No, it's the girl who goes for love advice. Has the boyfriend.
It's like Kiwasaki or Kawasaki or.
Something like that. Yeah. And that's a really good episode. Like, she's trying to pretend not that it's not her trying to ask for advice.
Kashiwagi.
Yes. I like how it says Kashiwagi's boyfriend is the guy's name.
On the wiki.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I really love how... I really love family resemblance as well in this anime.
Oh, yeah. With Hiragane and his sister have like the same shape eyes.
Yeah, the eyes.
So does the dad.
So does the dad too. Chika and her family too. Like her three sisters. Like I really like how they look. But they don't really look anything like their dad. They probably look more like their mom.
Than anything. Did we see any of her parents?
Yes.
We did, right?
We see her dad.
Okay.
We see her dad in the sports festival. Meet. Yeah.
Or the sports festival, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I asked him to take a picture of my daughter. That guy,
dirty old man.
You know, if I don't know if it's not really even like a cinematography thing, but you know, we find the fact that there's the episode we find that Kaguya's mom is dead, that she died, she had a heart condition.
Yeah.
I just want to bring this up because like one of my favorite scenes is at the end. The doctor. Is shown at the eye catch, and he's like talking to the mom in that little eye catch, and that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Oh, your daughter's doing pretty good," or whatever. And it's like real quick, and I thought it was really really sweet. Like I, in my head, how that scene works, which is pretty cool. And I don't know if it is actually how it is, because that's the family doctor. He puts everything down to go see Kaguya. Because I feel he feels that his like the mom died because he failed, so he doesn't want to fail her.
Yeah.
So that's my thought of it, and that's like not never like explicitly said. In the anime,
I feel that. That definitely could be a possibility.
Right. All right, cinematography. Oh, actually, who's your favorite design character, Jay? What's your favorite character design?
I like the new girl. What's her name? Eno?
Eno? She's adorable. Yeah. Miko Eno?
Yeah, Miko Eno, yeah. Yeah. I really like how she looks.
She's adorable. I really like Kay. Kay is really cool.
Oh, yeah. Shirogane's sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's super cool.
Chika, also really cool design character.
Yeah.
Real fun. Hisoka too actually is a really cool design character. Just how like she has a bunch of different like swaps of like when she's like in gal mode, which is like her relaxed self, like her actual self, and then she has like her professional maid self, And what was really, like, that confused me a lot was, like, when she put her hair down. Like, she looks completely different with her hair down.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, when he went to go meet Kage when she was sick, and Hisaka had her hair down, I was like, I was like, is that a different maid? It looked really weird. And then, of course, it's, like, her American version, which is, like, I forget the name. It was, like, something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, oh, it's, like, something Johnson. Like, oh, he knew, like, the background of her character, which is pretty cool. Oh, you know what's one thing about this character, about this anime I really like? How we're jumping in the middle of this relationship. Like, these characters have known each other for a long time already to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't feel new, I guess. It feels like this has been persistent.
Mm-hmm.
And for us,
the viewers, it doesn't feel like we're just thrown into something. It feels very natural to just, like, be a part of it.
Exactly. Like, in normal anime, even when, like, this character has been, let's say a childhood friend, it never feels like they've known each other for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
We're told they're known for, like, each other for a long time, but it doesn't feel like it, I guess, is the right word.
Yes.
Like, these characters feel lived in, I guess, is a really good... I guess that's the best way to put it. Like, mm-hmm. they don't feel like new characters. They feel like characters are already in an existing world.
Yeah. And we're just happen to be there during this year.
Exactly. All right, Jay. Cinematography. I hinted a little bit earlier, but
lighting.
The lighting in this anime is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite lighting effects in this anime is a persistent one of, like, darkness. So, like, darkness with negative feelings.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really cool shot in the second season with Miko and Kaguya when they're in the student council room, and she's trying to talk to Ino into backing out, like, she's trying to kind of, like, not blackmail her, but give her, like, reasons to back out. And every time they enter that student council room, it's, like, dark, and, like, there's, like, dark things happening in there.
Yeah.
After Shirogane, it
feels barren.
Yeah, and after Shirogane wins, like, that's the first time, like, the lights are on and there's actually, like, happiness happening in that room.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. The other really cool one was I can't remember his name. With Ishigami and Miyuki. Yeah. So when Ishigami's going through his dark, depressed phase at the end of the series.
Yeah. When we're diving into his past.
Yeah. And there's that really cool shot of, like, the first time we see light in his room is when Miyuki comes in to help him out.
Yeah.
And then when he, like, puts his hand out to go and help him, the light from the doorway, like, even, like, reaches out to him to bring him into mm-hmm. the light. And that was really, really cool. Very basic cinematography and art, I would say, but very effective in a way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Very subtle, especially in the first example I give.
Yeah. Like, what? The shots that I really enjoy are the ones in Kaguya's room, where it's like, well, every time that we see her in a room, it's like, it's usually some sort of depressing time when she's in there. She's either... like, her phone broke, or,
you know,
or something goes on,
real
and
quick,
she's super depressed.
Yeah, but... so real quick before you finish that thought.
Yeah.
The one thing I love about that room is how lonely it feels, actually.
Yes.
It's so...
the,
like,
atmosphere.
Her bed is so big, and it's, like, almost like she's really... She's a small girl to begin with, and she looks even smaller in her, like, huge bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, the room is also, like, barren. There's, like, nothing in the room.
Yeah, it's not furnished at all.
Yeah.
So a lot of the shots that I really enjoyed and the shots that I think look really cool are the ones that are in her room. Because, like, it's always, like, there's there's like layers to like her room. I mean, the floor is like checkered pattern. Her bed is like always like a, it's almost like a, it looks like a velvety kind of thing going on. It's a red bed, right?
Yeah.
Her bed's red. Like, it looks really cool, her room. But like, again, it's like barren. It always feels lonely, like you said. Because she has that attachment to like her, like she's always like the
minimalist. She's a minimalist in a way.
Yeah. But she's always like by herself. Like she's never had like a really good childhood and stuff like that. So her room is kind of associated with her being alone.
Yeah. Like Hisaka and Chika are like her only friends.
Yeah.
Up until she joins the student council.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't mention the, there's a really cool, Ishigami, first person, like POV shot.
Huh.
And,
oh yeah, there is.
Yeah. And like, you can see like his hair in his eyes.
Uh huh.
And like, as you're doing it too, like the hair moves as well, which is pretty cool. Just neat.
You know, speaking of character design, Ishigami's his younger self looked, was he looks pretty handsome for,
you know what,
with his shorter hair.
You know what's one thing I found really interesting about actually Ishigami's character design, mm-hmm. is when he's changing his clothes, he yeah. kind of looks like emaciated, I think is the word. Like he's really skinny.
Oh, skinny, yeah.
Like you can see his ribs when mm-hmm. He's changing the shirt. Or putting on the uniform, the blouse.
You know, speaking of callbacks, there was that episode where he was being made fun of for wearing briefs.
Right.
And then there was that episode where he needed to borrow somebody's girl uniform. And when Kaguya obliged, when he was putting it on, we see that he's wearing camouflage boxer briefs.
Well, do you remember the eye catch for that episode?
Yeah, he was like buying them at the store.
Yeah, right? He's buying them at the store, which is pretty cool. That's a really good callback.
Yeah.
Then there's a lot of really cool cinematography in this anime as well.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with light, like you said. I mean, everything. A lot of this anime is either like super bright or it's super dark. I remember there was one shot where I forget what Shirogane was doing, but something was going wrong for him, and like when it like reached its climax, like it turned into like a black and white, like static looking image.
Oh, there's a lot of that. Like when a character's yeah. in despair, especially with like Ishigami. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. It starts like his color fades and then we see we hear static.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Ishigami also had that thing where like once he joined the cheerleading club, like everybody was kind of like a blank face.
Oh, and that was once he, so I didn't get the reference to the name of the episodes that involved him like that until uh-huh. the very end. Maybe I missed it when he talked about he doesn't look people in the eyes, but that was yeah. the point. Like he doesn't see like
their face,
normies, as like their face. He didn't see them as like people.
Mm-hmm.
And that got, you know, me being a softy, that got me tearing up at the end.
Yeah. That end shot of him like looking at the whole club. That was a pretty, pretty nice shot. Really, really good.
That one. Oh man.
The club looked pretty cool too. All the characters look hella sick.
Yeah. They all, the one girl that, is always like interacting with them. She looked really cool, even when, like with her when she didn't have no eyes.
The blonde really girl, cool.
Yeah,
and the pink hair girl too.
Yeah,
there was one guy that had like a old school like delinquent haircut in the back.
Yeah, it was really they are really cool characters.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Characters. Speaking of which,
I know, right? Characters.
Underutilized. Oh, you know what? Let's go least favorite. Do you have any least favorite characters?
Least favorite? I don't know. That one boyfriend dude, maybe? I don't know.
The...
Nah.
Not even it.
Kashiwagi's boyfriend, no. Tsubasa.
He's actually pretty funny. I like how he like shows off to Shirogane and them.
Yeah.
There's like that the episode where they think that they've had sex already. And that one's a pretty strong episode.
Oh yeah. Cuz they're just messing with him.
Yeah. And he's like, "Oh, I said I like bad boys, so he became a bad boy for me." That was pretty good. That was pretty strong.
Yeah. And then there's that whole thing where like Kaguya is like eavesdropping on the conversation that the boys are having, and
oh my God.
Shirogane saying like going like sleeping with the other person is like the third date or something like that.
Oh, I thought one of my favorite one is like he's like, "Oh yeah, Kaguya is like real cool and like whatever," like super complimenting her. And she's like, "Oh my God, that's what he thinks of me." And he's like, "Oh God, I'm glad I saw her so I could like cover for myself."
Yeah.
Oh God. There's a lot of really funny bits in this anime.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think I have any least favorite characters in this anime.
Yeah.
Not that I could think of.
What about underutilized?
Oh, there's a lot of underutilized characters in here.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, not even, I wouldn't say underutilized, because I don't think they even used. I mean, you have to be sort of used to be underutilized, I guess. But yeah. It would be like Chika's older sister. Like, that's a character I want to know more about.
Yeah, for sure.
Other than that, a underutilized character, Kay, I would like to see more of her. Like, when we get the third season, I want to see like more exploration into the other characters.
Yeah, for sure.
And
yeah, Kay is definitely one that I would want to know more of. And
Kay and the dad, I would like to know more about just the Shirogane family in general.
Fujiwara's little sister. I don't know if I'd want like a whole episode about her, but I definitely want her to be more in it, though.
More present.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see what her and Kay's dynamic is, because we don't really see. Like, we know that they're
them
friends.
Together, yeah.
They're like,
yeah, they're friends.
But.
Which is funny, you know? Like, it's like the ring of, like, all these people. They, like, all know each other.
So, what's super weird, they never really explain it, but it has to be that, somehow, like, Miyuki, like, the Shirogane family has to have, like, they have to have, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Connections.
Yeah, either not connections or scholarships to that school. Because that school has a lot of, rich people in it.
Yeah, it's a rich people school.
Yeah, so.
So, is it a private school? I'm not sure, but it's definitely for the upper echelon of people.
Yeah, especially that Kaguya, like, her friends with, like, a trillion billion yen.
I know, that's like they only said it like a couple times at the beginning of the anime, but yeah, her family owns like a bunch of corporations and
stuff. They're a conglomerate.
They have like a bunch of subsidiaries, so I like they're just raking in the money.
They're so rich that Kaga is not allowed to take like public pictures. Like, she can't have public pictures of herself. Like, that's like super rich, like, to me. And then like, even Chika's dad is like a politician, or like one of her parents is a politician.
Yeah, they're diplomats, I believe, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So they're always traveling and doing stuff in other countries.
Yeah, and we get that really funny scene of like, "Oh, I'll just make a bunch of promises, people will forget about them. Like, they sound good now."
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of, do you have any of those characters before we move on to favorite characters?
Maybe the glasses girl that was with Ino.
Oh, I really like her. She's cool. She's like really stuffy compared to Miko. Yeah. And I'd like to see more of her. What's her name? I think it's it's Kobayashi Osaragi.
Yes.
Yeah, I would like to know more of her, like, see how their dynamic is, because that seems like a really She just seems like a very caring person, and I'd like to see more of her. All right, favorite characters, Jay.
All right, you want to just go down the list?
Yeah, we can go down the list.
All right, Kaguya.
Very cute.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cute character.
You know, one thing about her design, she kind of like reminds me of like a vampire or something.
Yeah, like a... She, her design is really like of a Snow Queen, but like really softened. And it looks really cool. Like you can... I like the different juxtapositions between those two characters.
Of, yeah.
Pre-student council her and current student council her.
Yeah. And then her current one has like a whole bunch of different sides to her.
Yeah.
Because, she's
super cute.
I really like the one where like she's like there's like flowers around her and she's like really like dim-witted.
Or the whole episode with when she's in the courtroom with herself. That seems pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
Her serious self versus like her idiot self.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very fun. I also like how naive she is too as well, because she's like very sheltered. She has a very sheltered life up to that point. Which leads me to actually one of my least favorite one of my least favorite jokes in the anime was when she was laughing about penises.
Oh yeah,
I think that was like probably the one of the dumbest ones, like one of the dumbest things. Although
it was wiener, right?
Yeah, wiener. Yeah, ochinchin.
Ochinchi.
Yeah, chinchin. The one thing that I really love was Chika trying to get Miyuki to say wiener, and that was pretty funny. It's like, oh, what do they call dachshunds? And
what's a nickname for dachshunds? Yeah.
Hot dogs. They call them in America. All right. Jay.
Shirogane.
Shirogane. Really, really cool character.
Yeah.
You know, I love how hard-headed both these characters are.
Mm-hmm.
They do really complement each other. And I do love everyone is like... Yo, just get to get. Like, what are you guys doing? Just get.
Yeah, everybody's always, especially like towards the end when like Ino's like, oh, like nailing it on the head, saying like, you guys are just like the perfect couple. You guys are made for each other. Blah blah blah.
Well, she assumes they're already together because she's like, you guys are like always flirting in the room. Like, you have to be together. It's really, really strong.
Yeah.
And then Miyuki, really cool. A really cool
character. Really cool character, yeah. Really enjoy like, getting into his head. He's very funny.
Yeah, exactly. Very serious. Like, he's also a very serious and like stuffy kind of guy. That it'd just be easier if one of them just admitted. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, but that would be the end of the show.
Right. Alright, so Chika.
Chika Fujiwara. She's hilarious.
Yeah, she's pretty funny. She's probably my that's pretty funny. Yeah, pretty funny character. Always she's a really good foil for Kaguya and Shirogane.
Oh yeah, for sure. She's definitely like the person that comes in with the punchline at the end.
Yeah, she's like the wild card in their plans. And it's just very funny to watch, like,
yeah, the unpredictable element to all their schemes.
Exactly. There was one where like Kagura Akagia plan, like, she had, like this really crazy intricate plan, and it all folded because of Chika came in,
yeah,
and like just threw a wrench in the whole thing, and it's very funny
mm-hmm.
to like how much prep each of these characters do. Like I forget, there was one where Shirogane had he had like a plan going in, but it only had like one degree of thought to it. But then Kaguya came in and she like was doing all this stuff like a week in advance just to set up this one situation.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. I really love the chess match.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, and Chika is just like this, the chaos theory into play. Like, or what's the, I forget what the theory is, but it's like whatever can go wrong will go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like Chika's whole existence there. Ishigami, right?
Yeah.
So, Ishigami is a character that I did not like in the beginning. I really didn't like him. I found him really annoying and not really likable in a way.
Okay.
But in the end, he like was probably the most relatable character as it went on. Because I really feel that when he's like, when they're talking about the shoujo manga, like, that's when I started like relating more to him. And he's like, yeah, usually I can like guess the twists and usually stuff is like really formulaic. And then like, he's like, even though I saw it coming, like it still got me. And I felt that in a lot of situations where like, you can see the ending, you know where it's going to go. And then it's still well written and you just, it hits you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think I've also described stuff we watched as like, oh, like, yeah, like that's a cheap emotional pop. That's a this kind of rhetoric to get you to feel this way. Like, you can point out where everything is at, but in the end, you still feel emotional about it.
Yeah, you're like,
yeah, and then his whole background. I did love that we got a whole episode just about how his past.
Yeah, why everybody is like disgusting. Against him.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it sucks, but it shows like he's a good guy too because he's like he kept that person like personally to himself at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wanted to keep
Walker. Yeah,
protect her smile, and he did.
He accomplished it. Yeah, yeah.
Dude. Oh, let's go because I really want to talk about that scene. So let's continue through the
okay.
Miko, she's adorable.
I love Miko.
I think she's actually underutilized in the second season. We don't really get to see a lot of her.
Yeah, some of my favorite scenes involve a lot of them involve her, but yeah, I would agree with that. She's mostly like in and out at the beginning.
One of my favorite scenes in the whole anime is when she's talking to her friend and she's coming up with explanations for all the crazy stuff she's seen in the council room.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just Kaguya being evil, essentially.
Yeah, she flipped it around from Shirogane being evil to Kaguya being evil.
Well, it was like Shirogane being perverted to Kaguya being evil.
Yeah.
And it was pretty strong. I really enjoyed that. What was... Oh, it was the... the dress when like Ino walks in and sees Ishigami in the dress and she just walks out, doesn't even say anything, she just opens the door and like walks out. There's not even like a focus, which is really funny. There's not even like a focus on her, or there kind of is a focus on her, but it's not really like the whole shot's dedicated to it.
Yeah,
like she like opens the door and you can see her open the door and see him, and there's like no zoom in on her character. It's framed more where you can see her. But it's not, like, directly on her. Like, it's not, like, a close-up shot or anything.
Yeah.
And it's almost like if you're watching it from, like, Kaguya's perspective. Like, if Kaguya had seen her walk in. But you just see her walk in real quick and then walk out. And then that's it. We don't see any more of her in that episode.
Yeah.
Who else, Jay?
The maid girl.
Hi, Sokka.
Hi, Sokka, yeah.
Yeah, she's really cool. I really, like you said, I really like her different personalities she has.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only time they ever bleed together is when they're looking at the phones.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, she's, like, really calm at the start talking about the phone, and then, like, she's talking about, how technology it is, and you can see, like, jumping in place. Like, she's getting really excited about the technology. Yeah. really cool. I really like Hayasaka.
Yeah, you know, going back a little bit to art, there was like one scene at the in the last episode where she's like sitting by a tree with two other kids, students. And I was like, what the heck? Why, I don't know why they showed that, but oh my god, it looked hella nice.
It's because Kaguya is like, oh, Hayasaka, like, help. When they're blowing up the balloon, she's like, oh, Hayasaka, like, help. And then it cuts to that scene, and there she's like sleeping under the tree.
Yeah.
I really want to see more of that Hayasaka, like that really the girl, like the girly gal version of her.
Yeah.
Really cool. Anybody else, Jay? Kay?
I mean, there's minor character. Yeah, Kay.
Kay's really cool.
Hmm?
But nothing more really to talk about her, I feel.
I do like how negative she is.
Right. There's one girl, I don't know her name. Maybe, hold on, let me see. No, I don't know who it is. But it's the girl who, she's like this random background character. Uh-huh. Like whenever there's like something like lovey-dovey happening, she's always like looking in on him like shocked.
Oh yeah. She wasn't even really in the second season.
Yeah, I don't think she was in the second season, but she was at the end when it was showing like all the,
the characters being actors. Blown up.
Yeah. And I really liked that for an ending scene where it showed all the characters and their voice actors. She was in there. She's in that little montage, which is pretty cute. And I want to know more about her, which is really funny.
Yeah, I don't know what is she crying about.
She's really, I don't know, she's really fun. Like, that character's really funny, and I was really, really hoping we get to see more of her. All right, Jay, favorite moments. Well, real quick, Jay, Ishigami should have messed that dude up more.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh my god, like when he was like basically like, oh, like started like to ruin his life there, I'm like, okay, my life is already done, I might as well just
beat him up some more.
Yeah, make sure you can't act in that
that whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Because he ended up just breaking up with her, like,
a few days later.
Yeah, exactly. But, oh, dude, the scene where, we can also talk about, like, that cinematography in that scene where he's, like, willing to trade his girlfriend for him to be, like, quiet.
Hmm.
And, oh, like, you don't see what he has on the phone, but you know, like, what's on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, oh, this mother.
It's a good example of the thing where it's worse in your mind than if they actually showed you what was going on.
Right. And like, they probably couldn't, like, the PG version is something like her in lingerie, but you can think of even like worse things.
Yeah, for sure.
And they do that thing where I hate, where you don't really, there's like no talking. You don't hear the beginning of that whole conversation he's talking to her. But you don't really have to have the other conversation, what's going on. He's just trying to coerce him into doing vile stuff.
Yeah.
What else, Jay?
Board games. I loved all the board game episodes.
The Shujin RPG was my favorite. I'm not Shujin, whatever the name of the academy is, but
the one where it's like that's like a completely original game, right?
Yeah, where they're like they're carrying the giant dice around.
Yes.
Yeah, that one's hilarious. It's like, oh, if you roll a 12, you avoid the
dragon.
14. Yeah, we dodged them. That one was really, really funny.
My favorite one was the card game between the three Shirogane, Fujiwara, and Ishigami.
Oh, to go and see Fujiwara Kaguya.
was cheating like both times that they were playing.
That one was pretty cool. The clockwise one, that was really cool. The second cheat.
Yeah.
That was really smart. Like, that's really, like, unbecoming of, like, her. Like, it show, like, usually she's, like, a ditzy character, but there she's, like, really, really... Like, even, she didn't even have to, like, cheat. She could have just went with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is pretty funny. Yeah, all the board games are really fun. The Game of Life. Or the Life.
Yeah, the Game of Life was really fun.
Yeah, that one was really fun. The balloon one at the end was really lighthearted. And really fun.
That blue one, I don't know what it was. I watched the last episode at work today, and I don't know what it was, but that balloon bursting thing, I was cracking up. That was hilarious.
Just like how big it got, like it was ridiculous.
I think what started me like hella laughing was just how much how much Fujiwara was pumping it at the beginning.
Oh, and even Miko at the end when she did a whole bunch.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
she's and there. Everybody was cheering her on, like, show them that you're worthy of being the
the student council president.
Next year.
Or I really love the scene where in that same thing where Kaguya tries to do the blow dart with the lead in the pencil.
Oh yeah,
and just hits Miko with it, and she's like, "Oh, is that a bug?"
It's like, "Oh yeah, I saw it buzzing around a bug."
Really, really strong. What was your favorite skit?
Favorite skit?
Yeah. I think mine was...
It was probably the card game.
I think mine was the gym locker. That was pretty smart because it just plays off the fact that they both think that they're trying to set each other up.
Uh-huh.
But they were really screwed and didn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I also really like how they both had different idea of what the end game was supposed to be.
Oh yeah.
Or like Miyuki's was like, just like sitting next to her, and then like Kaguya was like the kiss. Yeah. And then like there's like that really strong idea where they're going back and forth, and he's like, "Wait a second, did she expect me to kiss her?" And that was pretty strong.
Another recurring joke that I really enjoyed was Ino like walking into them in the beginning when she first joined the club.
Yeah, just the misunderstandings.
Yeah, all the misunderstandings was very hilarious to me.
The one shot that I love is repeated is whenever someone's dejected, like, and they walk out the student council room. Like a lot of times, it's like Ishigami is like, "I'm going home." Like, don't hurt yourself as he's going home. But then there's like other times where people walk out the room depressed, and it's like that same shot, that same static shot of like walking down the thing and kind of depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very strong. What else, Jay? Any other scene you want to talk about?
I'm not sure, no.
Yeah, that's fine. Anything else you want to bring up before we end the wrap up?
Didn't you want to talk about the sports meet with Ishigawa or Ishigawa?
Oh, that's what I ever brought up. I just wanted him to whip his ass even more.
That's all you wanted to bring up?
Yeah.
Not the go to hell to the girl.
That was really good too.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And I also liked the fact that he didn't win the race.
Right, and everyone's like, "Yeah, it's all good." I like that.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, "Yeah, it's fine." All right, Jay, anything else you want to bring up for end of the wrap-up?
You know, this is a good one. I like this one.
Yeah,
another really good anime to add to the year.
Yeah, I know. I gotta pick something bad next week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything bad. I don't think it's going to be bad, but it's fine. Anyway, Jay, what's first in the wrap-up?
Accessibility
very high. There's nothing really too
it's a pretty wholesome anime. There is some like innuendos, but that's about it.
I like this little fan servicey shots with Chika's boobs bouncing.
Yeah,
but other than that, nothing too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, real quick, another one of my favorite jokes that I could not stop laughing at. Oh, no hiccups. Oh. It was Miyuki thinking about his dad telling him, "Hey, like, never put the woman you love in a like a awkward situation." And then it was like, "Yeah, Miyuki remembered this, but he completely ignored it." It was really strong.
You know, the announcer is a pretty good character.
Oh, that's what I wanted to bring up too. I think the first season, too much announcer. I think it's too much.
Okay.
He narrates way more than needs to be narrated.
Mm-hmm.
In the second season, it calms down a lot.
Yeah.
I feel.
He's like hardly in it anymore.
Yeah. And that's what I personally, prefer. Yeah. Like, just give us the bare minimum. Like, if you're going to have a narrator, have it be like bare minimum. And I think he's just too encompassing in the first season.
All right.
Yeah, anyway, and then you can see this, Crunchyroll?
Hulu has the first season.
And then Funimation, it's exclusive, second season.
Yeah, and the dub's on for only the second
season. Only the second season, yeah. Which is funky.
Pretty weird.
Yeah. All right, Jay, what's next?
Rewatchability. I would watch this again.
I was going to say high. I don't know if it's high. I think I would watch it again eventually.
Yeah.
Not
definitely,
right away.
It's something I would recommend to somebody.
Oh, spoilers, Jay. What do you want from a third season, Jay?
I'd like more character development and like more backstories.
Yeah, like I said more. I said it earlier, but more character exploration.
Yeah.
Like maybe like once an episode, let's have a Miyuki and Kaguya showdown or whatever. But let's explore other characters as well and how they view the world.
And kind of like in My Hero, I want to see different like combinations of like characters interacting with each other.
Right. All right, Jay. Moment of truth.
Rating.
What do you rate it?
Yeah, I give this a high recommend.
Yeah. I was juggling between high recommend and gotta go watch it, but again, it's a feeling. I didn't really feel it towards the end.
Yeah.
I think the first season, I actually would say I would really recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't think the first season is as good as the second season, which is weird. I think the second season
is
better.
But again, it's a feeling.
Yeah, it's a feeling, which is so weird. Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird. I enjoyed the first season more, maybe because it was a fresh idea. And by the end of the second season, it was more of... like, the gimmick got a little tired to me.
Okay.
Maybe that's what it was. But there's a lot more stuff going on in the second season that I enjoyed more. But brings the experience down as a whole, which is weird, I guess. Not a lot. Like, it doesn't make it a bad anime or even, like, a good anime. This is a great anime.
Yeah.
Which is a high recommend for me. But it's really good. Really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Now that our plans have both been failed because of...
plans failed.
Yeah. Because Chica came in and
we prepared
him
for a week and it ended up blowing up in our face.
Exactly. We wanted to go to the mountains, but we remember we were afraid of bugs. Are you ready for for us next week?
Yes. What do you got?
I kind of already teased you last week. I was going to pick this, one of these animes. And you were like, oh, yeah, I would have done one of those. So I was like, oh, well, we're going to do it this week. Okay. We are going to watch today's menu for the Emiya family. And if y'all don't know, that it's the cooking / slice of life spinoff of Fate Stay Night.
Fate series.
Yeah. Very excited. Short episodes.
How many episodes are there?
12. But I think they're
short?
10 minutes each.
Oh, wow, super easy then.
Yeah. Very, very excited to cover this one. We pretty much know all the characters by now, or we're going to get reacquainted to them.
Yeah.
And very excited to see these characters, because they're like not trying to kill each other, so it's going to be pretty cute.
Is it mostly about food, or is it...
There's like slice of life stuff in there, too. It's like a weird comedy slash cooking anime slash...
Slice of life.
Slice of life. Very excited.
All right.
Another banger OP.
Oh, my God.
I love the
OP. We had enough of those. All right.
I know. I love the opening to this anime. Very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway... If you like, oh, you need watching on Crunchyroll.
Okay.
And if you're excited to watch our, as I like to call it, Cooking Mama Emiya anime. Or if you liked our Kaguya-sama Love is War review, go ahead.
Huh?
Leave a like. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify.
SoundCloud,
wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any comments... Leave them in the comment section. Or you can email us. AnimeCherryBomb@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Any recommendations, anything. Just want to say hi. Go ahead. Leave it there. And that is it, Jay.
Yeah.
Until next time, everyone. Stay
up. We'll see you guys.
Yeah. See you guys in the next one. And stay... loving. Oh no, what's a good one, Jay? What's a good one?
They stargazing.
No, oh, that's also a good episode. Super cute.
Stay
loving is warring.